Hey guys, welcome back to Accelerated Real Estate Investor. Hey, it's Josh. I'm excited to be with you. It's just me today. A quick solo cast to talk about the differences between third-party management and in-house property management. Okay, that's what we're going to be discussing today. And in this episode, I'm going to compare the differences in fees, costs, mentality, psychology, and structure of in-house management, where you own the property manager yourself and stand up your own team, versus outsourcing third-party management to a big third-party management company. I think you're going to like this comparison and the structure and the benefits of each. So go ahead and take a listen to the next episode of Accelerated Real Estate Investor. Thanks for being here. Here we go.
Welcome to the Accelerated Real Estate Investor Podcast with Josh Cantwell. If you're looking to retire early with forever passive income, you're in the right place. This podcast is the go-to destination for real estate investors, both active and passive, and multifamily apartment investors, new, intermediate, and advanced. Now, sit back, listen, learn, and accelerate your business, your life, and your investing with the Accelerated Real Estate Investor Podcast.
So, hey guys, welcome back. Hey, it's Josh. Welcome back to Accelerated Real Estate Investor. And in this episode, what I want to do is talk to you a little bit more about management structure within your multifamily properties and the structure between the owner-operator, the asset manager, property manager, maintenance tech, leasing agent, CapEx manager. You've probably heard all these things. By the way, if you're catching this on a solo cast in iTunes or on a podcast, make sure you go to YouTube because there is a video portion of this video that I'm going to share on YouTube. So make sure you subscribe in wherever you get your podcasts. Also subscribe in YouTube so you never miss an episode. This is going to be released both in audio and video format, so it'll be available on YouTube. So here we go. One of the questions that you might be asking yourself is, well, what team do I need to build when I scale and grow my real estate investing business, especially if you're doing multifamily and you own lots of units? We own 3,500 units, you know, $300 million portfolio. Some of those deals we own 3% of. Some of them we own 99% of. Some of them are joint venture partners where we own 20% of the deal. Some of them we syndicate and we own 80% of the deal. So it's a big portfolio, full transparency. I don't own it all myself, but I am the majority owner. I own a huge portfolio, a huge chunk of it, and we're excited about it. So one of the things we've been doing in our business is thinking through like management structure. Do we do in-house management or third-party management? Because when you're buying a lot of multifamily properties and apartments, like the whole business of finding deals and raising money is almost like its own business. And then property management is almost its own business. And then capital improvements is, again, almost like its own business. Think about it. One of these last deals that I bought was a $3 million deal that's going to be worth $5.2 million. Okay, this is on 52 Lake property that we bought in May. And that deal is going to be worth about $2 million worth of equity, about $150,000 a year in cash flow, and about $400,000 in cash out refi proceeds. But what did I basically do when I bought the building? I bought the business. When you buy a building, you buy the business. So now the question becomes, do you want to do in-house management or out-of-house management? And so let's talk about if you do out-of-house management or third-party management. You could, you know, hire various property managers. We have a local property manager called REM. They manage one of our buildings. We have lots of buildings in the South. I've partnered up with good friends of mine, including Tim Bratz and Fatty Bumitri and Shane Carter and George Abreu. These are guys that I've done a lot of deals with, and we've used various property managers, including Asset Living and Trinity Multifamily. Next week, I'm doing an interview with Lincoln. Lincoln's the second biggest property manager in the country. They're flying out. They're bringing four or five people to meet us face-to-face and to possibly take over our portfolio in Cleveland. And so we've got all these different property management groups, right? So let's talk about third-party management for a second and the structure. So here I am and my team, my partners, Glenn and Tyler, we're the owner, you are the owner of the building. You raised the money, you bought the asset, you found the asset, you closed on it, you own it. One of the things we like about third-party management is the fact that if you have third-party management, big property management company, maybe they manage 100,000 doors and you own 500 doors, or you own 1,000 doors, or you own 2,000 doors. In the grand scheme of things, you are actually a very small client. Okay? They manage 100,000 doors, you own 500 units. Okay? Does that put things in perspective that every business is scalable? Okay? But underneath you as the owner operator, when you work with third party management, below you, you essentially have an asset manager or a regional vice president, a regional manager. Below you is this asset manager / regional manager. So if you work with a large third party management company, they're going to have a regional or an asset manager that maybe lives in your market. They physically live in your area and they're managing thousands of units in your market. Let's call it the Mid-Atlantic market, the Midwest market, the Ohio market, whatever it is. Okay. But that asset manager and regional manager now is responsible for all the property managers. Okay. So all the property managers are now working under them. Well, now you are going to have the next level of management under the asset manager or the regional. Underneath them is the property manager. That's the person that's going to manage your building. Could be 50 units, could be 200 units, could be 500 units, whatever it is. That property manager is responsible for the day-to-day management of the building, which includes leasing. It includes property management like evictions, 3-day notices, taking care of maintenance, leasing up new units, make readies, turnovers, any of the regular maintenance that happens at the property, things like that, okay? So property manager now oversees the leasing agent. Property manager oversees the maintenance manager. Are you ready to automate and explode your real estate investing? We're searching for extremely motivated individuals who are sick and tired of wasting time and want to finally see real results from their real estate investing business. We're searching for investors looking to get to the next level and become a bigger, better version of themselves while being a more successful real estate investing entrepreneur. Apply for mentoring and coaching at joshcantwellcoaching.com/podcast. That's joshcantwellcoaching.com/podcast. Maintenance manager handles maintenance, toilets, leaks, clogs, faucets, kitchens, HVAC, boilers, all that type of stuff. And then beneath the maintenance manager is the maintenance tech. Maintenance tech is just a regular grunt, probably makes 15 to 18 bucks an hour that does trouble calls, trouble tickets. Okay. So what I like about bringing in third party management is we'll typically pay between 3 to 5% management fee. Okay. 3 to 5% management fee. And that is their profit. On top of that, you pay all the payroll. Okay, so you have the payroll for the property manager, payroll for the maintenance manager, payroll for a leasing agent, payroll, maybe commissions for the leasing agent, and then payroll for the maintenance techs. Okay. So what I like about third-party management is they bring in their group. The property manager finds maintenance manager. Maintenance manager finds the maintenance techs. Property manager finds the leasing agent. So when you buy the building, if you're focused on acquisitions and raising capital, and you're also focused on your capital improvements or your construction, okay, your major renovations, hiring a third-party manager allows you to stand up that whole business that you don't need to babysit every day. You're sitting at the top of the pyramid. You manage the asset manager or the regional below you, and you make sure that they manage the property managers. The property managers manage the maintenance managers. The maintenance managers manage the maintenance techs. And also the property manager also manages the leasing agent. So you could stand that whole thing up, maybe pay about $50,000 for a property manager, about $35,000 to $40,000 for a maintenance manager, and about $35,000 to $40,000 for a maintenance tech. And a leasing agent's typically going to make one half of the first month's rent in a commission for placing a new tenant. And then $125 to $150 for renewals. Okay, so think about this for a minute. If I have 100 units that my leasing agent leases up that are brand new leases, 100 times, let's say my average rent is $400. Okay, that's $40,000 a year. Let's say our average rent is $1,200. So that's half of that is $600. That's $60,000 a year. 100 times 600, $60,000 a year. So really the breaking point for most leasing agents is 100 units. If they're going to lease less than 100 units, it's just worth it to pay the leasing agent a commission. If they're leasing more than 100 units, then you might be better off paying them a salary with a small bonus. Okay. So very important that you, when you're outsourcing property management, it's great to have that asset manager / regional sitting above your property manager, because you're basically getting that asset manager. And that's the person who's ultimately responsible to report back to their corporate office that they're having good results. So they report back to their corporate office, but they also report to you that the property is being managed right. Okay. So I love having the asset manager or regional who's essentially working on your account. They're cracking the whip on the property manager. The property manager is cracking the whip on the leasing agent and the maintenance manager. Okay. So that's one of the reasons why we like third-party management, because if we're standing up acquisitions, we're standing up raising capital, and we're standing up our capital improvements, which includes unit turns and roofs and windows and dog parks and ceiling and striping driveways, any kind of major landscaping or hardscape that we do at the property, any new signage, new workout rooms, like, you know, a new pool, that's all capital expenditures or capital improvements. That's a business by itself. Property management is a business by itself. Finding and raising capital is a deal by itself. And I kept telling myself over the last couple of months, like, God, I feel like I'm starting, five new businesses all at the same time. Okay. I don't want to do that. Right. And so, we've had all these properties we own for years, but every time we stand up another 200 units, our model is built off of 200 units. Every time we stand up and buy 200 units, we got to stand up a new property manager. So I feel like I'm starting a new business. So instead of that, right, consider third-party management. So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that comparison, my thought process, my reasoning, you know, as I think through third-party management versus in-house management. For every new 200 units that we stand up, need another property manager, maintenance techs, leasing agents, capital manager, maintenance manager. I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you did, make sure you subscribe so you never miss another episode of Accelerated Real Estate Investor. Leave us a rating, leave us a review, share this all over social media. Help us, you know, share the message of Accelerated Real Estate Investor. Help us build the community. Also, if you're interested and you feel like, you know, I'd love to do this, but I need some coaching, go visit joshcantwellcoaching.com and apply to be one of our coaching students. Also, if you're interested in our mastermind group, we have a great mastermind group that we've stood up. It's called the Boardroom Mastermind. You can apply at srecmastermind.com/RSVP. You can RSVP there. So if you're a new to intermediate investor, you probably need coaching. If you're an intermediate to advanced investor, you need to collaborate and share ideas with other intermediate to advanced investors. And that's the group that we have. So check those out. Don't forget to subscribe. Thank you so much for being here again on Accelerated Real Estate Investor. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Hey, Josh here. And do you want to win a free Accelerated Investor t-shirt? All you have to do is give Accelerated Investor, our podcast, Accelerated Investor, a rating and a review on iTunes, okay? Do that now. Then send us a screenshot on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. What we're going to do then is every week we're going to pick our favorite rating and review, and we're going to send that person a free t-shirt and maybe, again, some other cool, fun stuff as well from Accelerated Investor. So, again, don't forget to take a screenshot. Leave a rating, review, take a screenshot, send it to us so we know exactly who you are. And then once a week, every week on the podcast, we will announce a new winner. Don't forget to take a screenshot and send it to us so we know exactly who you are. We'll announce a new winner every week.
You are just listening to the Accelerated Real Estate Investor Podcast with Josh Cantwell. If you enjoyed this episode and learned something new, help us build our community by leaving a review and 5-star rating on our iTunes podcast channel. Also, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another episode. To see passive investing opportunities, visit freelandventures.com/passive. To start your journey toward the lifestyle you've always dreamed of with multifamily apartments, apply for one-on-one coaching with Josh at joshcantwellcoaching.com.